The Swine Health Information Center reports the detection of porcine epidemic diarrhea and porcine delta coronavirus activity returned to the expected range in July. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its August e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. SHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says the August report noted declines in PED, PDCoV, mycoplasma, and influenza, but increased PCV2 activity, and while PERS also declined, new variants were found in two states.
We saw both porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and porcine delta coronavirus return to expected ranges in July, and this was after being greater than expected earlier in 2026. Influenza continues to decline, with the case positivity in adults at less than 13%, which is the lowest July recorded since 2014. Mycoplasma pneumonia also showed declines. PCV2 was increased compared to previous months. And then PERS continues to also decline, but new variants were detected in both Louisiana and Tennessee. There could be many potential factors that influence the case positivity levels and the decline in these pathogens. One potential could be that this is just following expected trends for summer months and warmer months. There could also be less pathogens present due to seasonal changes, like the ability to really do deep wash and sanitize as compared to cold weather months. There's other different things that people are doing, such as herd health strategies to reduce or eliminate diseases, that also could impact the case declines in these different pathogens.
Dr. Becton says the advisory group suggested interactions with other pathogens and vaccine effectiveness may be important factors to consider when interpreting PCV2 trends. She observes the increased PERS variant detection tells us the virus can transmit through various mechanisms, and monitoring helps improve our understanding of these variants. SHIC's swine disease monitoring reports can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.